This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Time for our daily Bloomberg Tech and Business Report. Memorial Day weekend always sees heavy travel, and this particular weekend is expected to see a record number of travelers either hitting the road or in the air. Notably, the surge comes in the wake of several high-profile accidents, as well as glitches at airports. For more, we're joined by Bloomberg's Mary Schlangenstein. Mary, what has the demand for air travel looked like so far this year?
Well, so far this year, it's actually been a bit of a disappointment for the airlines because, when President Trump announced the tariffs and we saw sort of a slowing economy, a lot of people decided not to travel. And so airlines had to come out and revise their financial forecasts. Many of them dropped their full year outlooks because they just didn't know what travel was going to look like. And since then, the airlines have said more recently that things have stabilized. They haven't increased. Demand hasn't increased, but they've stabilized at a lower level.
Are things looking better for them as we head into fall and maybe even winter? Because I saw sales in my inbox from Hawaiian Airlines, from British Airways saying, hey, you know, if you want to travel in, you know, August or September or October, we've got a sale going on.
Right. And that's fairly typical for the airlines, because after summer, when you hit September, demand starts to drop off for travel and all of that vacation travel goes away. You know, kids go back to school. And so travel drops off in the fall. And that's when you're generally going to see sales offered to try to get you to get back on the airplane.
OK, so knowing what we know about airport issues, whether it's Newark or, you know, people concerned about delays and things like that, obviously people are not concerned enough not to fly this weekend. But is it possible that we could see the system strained by the high volume?
I think that's possible. I mean, you're going to see a record number of flights over the May 21st through May 27th holiday period. The Federal Aviation Administration is forecasting more than 328,000 flights during that period. And so the average number of flights that they handle is going to get a spike during that period when they'll have one day where it's almost 54,000 flights. And so that's a lot for the air traffic controllers to handle. And not only are they shorthanded in many of the nation's airports, but you've got a lot of aged equipment that recently has been prone to some failures.
Do we see any weather problems emerging this weekend?
I haven't specifically looked at the weather forecast, but generally as it heats up, especially in the south and sometimes along the east coast, you see all these spring pop-up thunderstorms, and those have really hit parts of the nation recently. And so we may see a repeat of some of those.
I wonder if this is the post-pandemic travel boom, or has that already leveled off? Because people are traveling, and sometimes it scares people away saying, yeah, I'm not going through that this summer. Or they're like, hey, yeah, I did used to like to travel.
Right. This is supposed to be another record year of travel, a record summer, but the rate of increase is slowing. This will be the smallest increase year over year since 2019. So you had that initial big burst of travel, and then it has slowed down. But, you know, study after study is saying that particularly the younger adults really value putting experiences and doing things like making a trip, going to a concert, things like that. They're putting that above just regular purchases. And so they'll save up and spend on that rather than maybe buying something, you know, smaller that they don't need, maybe new clothes, something like that.
Okay, come next Tuesday or Wednesday, when we look back at what the numbers were, how do you use that to project what summer might look like? Or is it too late? Do you project further than that?
Well, you know, I think beyond Memorial Day, it's going to depend on how people are feeling about the, you know, inflation, whether they're concerned about a recession. You know, if we continue to see bad economic news or unfavorable economic news, you may see people drop travel plans, and particularly in the later part of the year. There was a recent study done that said that only 46% of U.S. adults plan to travel this year. And among those that don't, 65% said it's because they can't afford it, that either their everyday expenses are too high or the cost to travel is too high.
Mary, thanks so much for the reporting. That is Bloomberg reporter Mary Schlangenstein. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 here on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.